And so a very good evening to you from me, Father Emil. Yes, a very, very warm welcome to you on Radio Veritas and to the programme As the Sun Sets. Well, in some places in Johannesburg today, rather wet from early this morning, cloudy, 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 and throughout the day, I suppose, in many places, cloudbursts, maybe in some places, hail. Lots of rain now, and I think that's a good thing. We've prayed for rain. The Lord is blessing us, so let's not forget to thank the Lord for the gift of the rain. So we come to the end of the day, time for praise, for thanksgiving, just to place ourselves in the presence of the Lord. And I want to say a very big thank you to you for joining me at this time. So let's place ourselves in the presence of the Lord and ask the Lord to be with us, to lead us, and to guide us in our prayer and our meditation. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Stone. I know that my Redeemer
O Lord, I cry to you for help and you have healed me. I will thank you forever. I will praise you, Lord. You have rescued me and have not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, I cry to you for help, and you, my God, have healed me. O Lord, you have raised my soul from the dead, restored my life from those who sink into the grave. Sing psalms to the Lord, you who love him. Give thanks to his holy name. His anger lasts a moment, but his favor all through life. At night there are tears, but joy comes with dawn. I said to myself in my good fortune, nothing will ever disturb me. Your favor had set me on a mountain fastness, and then you hid your face, and I was put to confusion. To you, Lord, I cried. To my God I made appeal. What profit would my death be, my going to the grave? Can dust give you praise or proclaim your truth? The Lord listened and had pity. The Lord came to my help. For me, you have changed my mourning into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. And so my soul sings psalms to you unceasingly. O Lord, my God, I will thank you forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. I will thank you forever. Happy the man to whom the Lord imputes no guilt. Happy the man whose offense is forgiven, whose sin is remitted. Oh, happy the man to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, in whose spirit is no guile. I kept it secret, and my frame was wasted. I groaned all day long. For night and day your hand was heavy upon me. Indeed, my strength was dried up as by the summer's heat. But now I have acknowledged my sins. So let every good man pray to you in the time of need. The floods of water may reach high, but him they shall not reach. You are my hiding place, O Lord. You save me from distress, and you surround me with cries of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will give you counsel with my eye upon you. Be not like horse and mule, unintelligent, needing bridle and bit, else they will not approach you. Many sorrows has the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, loving mercy surrounds him. Rejoice, rejoice in the Lord, exult you just. Oh, come, ring out your joy, all you upright of heart. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Happy the man to whom the Lord imputes no guilt. The Lord has given him power and honor and empire, and all peoples will serve him. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who are and who were, that you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great. Now the salvation and the power, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives even unto death. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has given him power and honor and empire, and all peoples will serve him. And our Gospel reading this evening, taken from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 19, verses 41 to 44. As Jesus drew near Jerusalem and came in sight of the city, he shed tears over it and said, "If you in your turn had only understood on this day the message of peace. But alas, 'tis hidden from your eyes. Yes, the time is coming when your enemies will raise fortifications all around you, when they will encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you and the children inside your walls to the ground. And they will leave not one stone standing on another within you. And all because you did not recognize your opportunity when God offered it." Well, the Gospel today is really a sort of culmination of the journey of Jesus going through Jericho, and you remember, healing the blind man, going into Jerusalem, going into Jericho, coming out of Jericho, on his way to his exodus, his passing from life to death, and eventually to resurrection. So we're coming really to the end of the liturgical year, and Jesus now finds himself in Jerusalem, and he comes in sight of Jerusalem, and he looks at this beautiful, beautiful city where there was this magnificent temple. And he looks at this place, Jerusalem, the hub, the center of the Jewish world, and he weeps over Jerusalem. And why? He weeps over Jerusalem because they don't recognize who is in their midst. They don't recognize that the Messiah that they were longing for is actually in their midst. He weeps over Jerusalem, as we hear in the Gospel today, because you did not recognize your opportunity when God offered it. What great love Jesus must have had as he looked down upon Jerusalem and recognized that within this city there were so many wonderful people, good people, dedicated people, but also many marginalized people, people sitting on the peripheries of the city, so to speak. but also realizing that they were the scribes and the Pharisees, the people who knew the law, who were expecting the Messiah, and they simply hardened their hearts. It wasn't the kind of Messiah that they were looking forward to. So Jesus looks on the city of Jerusalem with great, great love and weeps because they don't recognize who's in their midst. Now we can go back. Yes, we can go back to Jerusalem, go back to those days and see how Jesus weeps over the city. But I think today we look at the new Jerusalem. We look at the world in which we live today, and we see that we've been struggling now for 2,000 years to build the kingdom of God, if I can put it that way. And we look at this beautiful world in which we live, and we see that people don't realize that God is in our midst. We don't realize the blessing that we have amongst us. We don't realize sufficiently the beauty and the wonder of the world in which we live and how God is actually working in the world in which we live, that He is in our midst. But we hold on to things on the peripheries. I sometimes look at the world and I look at the church and I look to people in the church and on the margins of the church and even out of the church. When I look at people who don't like what they see happening in the church today, they don't see the Holy Spirit because they're holding on to things that they consider so important. I remember once talking to somebody who belonged to the Society of St. Pius X, and I felt to myself, my goodness, it was like talking to a brick wall. There was just no openness to the Holy Spirit working in the world and in the church today. And I felt really sorry. I mean, I suppose I felt a little bit like Jesus weeping over Jerusalem and listening to the words, "You did not recognize your opportunity when God offered it." Because we hold back. We want to hold on to things that where we're going to feel somewhat secure. And sometimes we have to let the Holy Spirit free in our lives to lead us and to guide us and to say, "Well, Lord, if you want to lead me down that road, I can't quite see clearly, but I trust you and I want you to lead me and guide me." But what do we say? No, no. I want to hold on to this law and to that tradition and to this one and to the other. Instead of saying, "Lord, you are in our midst. Open my eyes to your presence in our midst. If only you recognize your opportunity when God offers it." And that's what I think is the sadness of so many segments of the church today. You know, in the media world, in the world in which I live as a radio person, one of the things that we do is we dip into news and Catholic news, for example. What do we find? Sometimes, I must admit, I feel deeply, deeply ashamed of some of my brothers and sisters at the things they say about the church, about their bishops and priests, and about the Holy Father. There is no loyalty to the church in many, many places, and yet people say they love their church. So I want to say today, the gospel is a real challenge to you and to me. Jesus looks at Jerusalem and weeps. If only you recognized your opportunity when God offered it. And so I want to invite you today to look at the church in which we live today and to see that sometimes the Holy Spirit will lead us down dark alleys. Sometimes God is going to be challenging us to let go of the things that give us security. And the Lord says, "Come with me. Trust me, be with me, and allow me to lead you and to carry you through these difficulties. Don't rely on all those things that you think are going to be so secure and so important. If only you recognized the opportunity when God offers it." And so let's pray today for all those people who are really locked in their little cocoons of security and are afraid of allowing the Lord and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and to guide us, sometimes through the very rough waters and waves of the world in which we live today. And the Lord says, "Know that I am with you always." Yes, always. Don't despair. Don't be afraid. I am with you. So let's not disappoint the Lord, and let's just remember how the Lord wept over Jerusalem. And I think the Lord sometimes, no doubt very often, also looks down upon us and weeps over us when we see how stuck we are in the same frame of mind as many of the people in his day when he looked upon Jerusalem and wept over Jerusalem. May the Lord lead us and guide us, and may we place our full trust in him. The Lord fed us with finest wheat. He filled us with honey from the rock. The Lord fed us with finest wheat. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord fed us with finest wheat. The Lord brought down the mighty from their seats and raised up the lowly. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord brought down the mighty from their seats and raised up the lowly. Now let us make our prayer to the God of our salvation, because all our hope rests in him. Father, our trust is in you. Father, you established a covenant with us. We trust in you, for you are faithful to your word. Send workers into the harvest and bring the world to the knowledge and the love of you. May the unity of the church be formed by love and understanding. Gather us together through the gifts of your Holy Spirit. Help us to create a community where justice and peace may flourish. And be with us, lest we labor in vain. And be mindful of the dead, especially those we have known. And have mercy on those who have given us their help. And Father, tonight I want to pray very especially for those very many generous people out there who help us with their kindness. I can think of many, many people who help us at Radio Veritas, who help us in the Dominican Order, and they ask us to pray for them. So we commend them all to you, Lord. Watch over them, bless them richly, and bring all their plans to fulfillment and grant eternal rest to their loved ones. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, you give the moon to illumine the night, and to dispel the darkness, you bring in the light of day. Grant that during this night we may elude the grasp of Satan, and in the morning, rise to give you praise. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as God, for ever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
Let the trumpet blast, let the cymbals crash, let the dancing begin. Let everything that breathes proclaim, Jesus is life, Jesus is life.
Praise Him with blasts of the trumpet, praise Him with lyre and harp, praise Him with drums and dancing.
And that's where we leave it for this evening. Thank you very, very much for joining me for the evening prayer of the church. Been lovely being with you, and let's hope the Lord is not going to cry over us because we didn't notice our moment of grace. Anyway, from me, Father Emil, have a super restful evening, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. And so for now, it's goodbye, and God bless.